Wake up, sleepyheads! This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573. Welcome, welcome, everyone, on this mediocre Tuesday
for us. A little pessimistic of us, but...
Yeah, we're feeling a little low energy, one could say.
But we still have great topics coming up later. Great music.
This is going to energize us.
Yes, but we're so happy you are all here. I am DJ Coco, and I'm joined by...
DJ Star!
Woo! Yes. So... Yeah, hopefully we can uplift the energy today we have a good selection of music, a lot from Montreal as well, and some deep talks, I'd say.
Yeah, we're going to get vulnerable later today, guys, yeah. So stay tuned
Stick around for that. But yeah, we just wanted to start off with a little poem or quote, which we kind of did in the very first couple weeks. We did a little poem, and then we forgot, basically.
We did one poem.
And... Now, we're kind of bringing it back, but only because I just felt that it was something I wanted to share. So, I was in a little bit behind for the context. I was doing a little studying for my math exam, and I'm watching this video from this YouTuber from, his name is 3Blue1Brown, and has these, like, very visual representations of math, and he's a really awesome YouTuber, and he usually starts the video with some sort of quote. And so, this one was... it goes by, last time I asked, what does mathematics mean to you? And some people answered, the manipulation of numbers, the manipulation of structures. And if I had asked, what music means to you, would you have answered, the manipulation of notes? And so, yeah, it's kind of interesting. So this was quoted from a French-American mathematician called Serge Lange. His name is Serge Lange. And I thought this was pretty... I don't know how to...
It makes you think about math, at least, in a different way.
Yeah, that's
and
what
how we, like, I was thinking. Separate certain things like music and art and, like, more science or math things, but a lot of them are more connected and give you similar feelings than you think they do.
Yeah, yeah. And to build on that as well, so I feel like a lot of people hate mathematics, especially, like, earlier on math, high school math. It just feels like a lot of plugging numbers in. But once you get to a higher level, I'm not at the point where I'm high level, nor will ever take like 300 levels. This is like, but up the point I'm learning about like vectors and matrices, which is kind of the beginnings of linear algebra, and I can see why people could love math, and it becomes art at a very high level, I feel like, and it just becomes beautiful, and it's to the point where it is kind of like music, how when you look at just a sheet, like a page of sheet music when you're reading notes for the piano, for example, it just looks like just a bunch of structures and just a bunch of dots, like it could mean nothing, but once you play it out and actually shift things around and play to your heart, it sounds much more artistic, and so I feel like math can be applied in the same way. So I think just a new perspective on math after hearing that. But
that's true.
Yeah,
it definitely, like, there are moments for me with math where you're actually in like a flow state kind of, and it's like you have this feeling of like, this is so much, this is so dramatic, but you feel kind of like passionate about it, right? You're like, okay, like this is what's happening. And I think it's similar with music, like it is just, both of them are not too far apart once you get to the higher level stuff.
And I think to the basis, music is math. Like, music is math.
Okay.
Especially with the theory part of music. Like, I used to take the Royal Conservatory of Music, which I hated. I couldn't stand mm-hmm. them, but it's the exams that they take for music to basically test your musical abilities and quantify your abilities, which I dislike greatly. But anyways, but the theory behind a lot of the music, like for rhythm, like structured rhythm, like 3/4 times and things, they're all math, like an algebra. So they're all interconnected, which I find really, really interesting. But
that is interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good quote.
But yeah, it's just something to give a new perspective on, because I have been, yes, I have hated math for my whole life as well, and I thought I was terrible. And it's honestly better once you just start understanding it more and mm-hmm. trying to just put in the work by doing practice problems. But yeah, that's
enough.
Have
you been doing that?
I've been trying.
Okay.
I've been trying, but yeah.
Thinking of this quote.
Yeah, with the little quote, but I think that's enough for math. No more math talk ever.
Yeah. Only time we're gonna mention
this
math
is the only
on this
time.
Show.
But yeah, I think we're just gonna go into the music as usual.
Mm-hmm.
So I think DJ Star will introduce
yes.
the first song.
The first song you guys are gonna listen to is Come Over Here by Diamond Day. So we hope you guys enjoy.
Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. What am I going off? I'm not co-host. I keep doing that. Throwback to our
co-host anymore.
Throwback to our open mics. Yes, I am DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. That song you heard right before the PSA was Tagami by May Simones, which was a bit of indie jazz J-pop with some bossa nova influences, which I could definitely hear in that song. That's from her new EP, which explores the cycle of love. And this specific song, Tagami, means letter in Japanese.
Aww.
And it's a musical response to all the letters that she's received from her boyfriend, because apparently she's really bad
at responding
to letters. So might as well make it into a song. So it's, yeah, a little love song, which
so
I love
cute.
To speak.
So cute. So sappy.
Yeah,
so sappy.
Boo.
No. Love haters. No. All good. Okay, well, going off of the negativity that we are pulling out here, yeah, we wanted to talk a little more about self-image for today, which is probably not a good transition from what we just said, but
it's okay. We're transitioned. We're here now.
We're here now. So
we're talking about
DJ Star found a little research paper on self-image. I think
It was interesting because my dad sent that to me.
Oh.
It was about like self-image in young girls. Like the specific article was about like under 5 years old, like that age of girls. And it definitely had some, not surprising, but definitely like depressing findings.
Yeah. I went through it as well. So we both looked over the article and we're going to pull some thoughts from it. But I think the review was
it was basically just that girls under the age of 5, like the obsession that they have with their looks is increasing. I don't have the exact statistics, but there was also findings just saying like for girls there's more of an emphasis on getting them like appearance based toys, and then boys get like action based toys, and that kind of feeds in to like just the gender complexes that you start to grow as you get older, I guess.
Right. Interesting. So like, yeah,
and that's where insecurities stem from as well.
Yeah, I think first was like particularly for the Disney toys and the doll influences, like things like the Barbie dolls or Bratz dolls, they always have these such unrealistic body proportions. Mm-hmm. And they like perfectly make-upped faces and things. And then girls typically report to liking those dolls because they're pretty, like quote-unquote prettier.
Mm-hmm. And they're like so targeted towards girls too.
Exactly.
So of course.
And then the boys, the toys and the things that they reported liking the most were things like Spider-Man because he was cool, and not because Spider-Man was handsome, but it was because he had like spider webs that he could shoot from his arm and things like that.
Like actual like tangible like good things that we should be focusing on.
Exactly. So like it's just ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. But and just backing up here, so we're talking about self-image here, which is different from self-esteem. So this is the broad mental image of yourself. So I'd say it's kind of more on the shallower side of self-esteem. So this is involving your physical appearance, the social roles you play, like are you a mother, are you a good student, your personality and your abilities. But we're going to be talking mostly about self-image in regards to appearance in this case, because this is what the study kind of went off on. But
and there was also just like this did actually surprise me. There's girls as young as 3 in this kind of study where they were talking about how they were ugly or they didn't like their hair or like stuff like that, where it's like at that age you shouldn't even really be looking at yourself too long in the mirror. You know? You're supposed to, like, as you run by, maybe you're like, oh, okay.
I look good today.
Yeah, I look good today. I have a cute dress on, but it's not like that. that deep of an obsession already, thinking you're ugly or there's something wrong with you when you're 3 years old. Like,
three.
That is so deeply rooted, and that's it's just gonna get built on by, you know, all of our media already that
exactly.
we have. So
the media.
That's definitely a big problem if it's starting this early. If it starts at all, that's a big problem as well. But
the earlier you start, the more detrimental it is to their development, because it's such mm-hmm. a young age where your mind can be like molded and melded into anything. And so even things like, I think another thing along with the like societal influence mm-hmm. through the media is like how grown-ups talk to girls, particularly like,
oh yeah,
like compliments, especially like, oh, you're so like, your daughter's so pretty, or things like, oh, you're so wearing such a pretty dress. But I feel like,
or even
guys,
like,
don't do that.
No, for sure. But on the other side too, like, there's compliments and then there's kind of insults too for girls. Like,
exactly.
It seems like it's just kind of free game to comment on like young girls' appearances, even when it really is not important at all. Like,
exactly.
You know, you're a kid. Why does it matter?
Exactly. So yeah, we need to step away from that. But that's been a long issue, I feel
yeah.
like. That can't
and
just be stopped overnight.
It's not with toys or like, there's a multitude of different influences that make girls think this way too, and obviously it's just part of the structure of the society that
yeah.
we live in, which kind of like feeds into all these other things.
It's
society's fault. But honestly, like with Disney movies too, or not even Disney movies, but like any kind of like movies targeted towards young, like for children, I've been recently like rewatching some Disney movies just because I've been on that, you know, I'm in that phase right now. Yeah, we all have that. And just seeing it from like a more critical, like, I guess more like feminist perspective, looking back at some of those movies, I'm like, wow, woman's like only role in a lot of them is just to be saved. Like, that's a very big mm-hmm. like trope, even not in animated movies, but like action movies, any kind of movie, like there's always going to be that trope of like, you know, the woman, the beautiful woman, like sitting there waiting to
yep.
get saved in some way or another, and then the man doing all this cool stuff to save the woman, right?
Exactly.
So
like
that's another
Spider-Man.
Example. Yeah, like
the
Spider-Man. Exactly. So it is, you know, like that definitely does condition you to think that is what is valuable about your gender, if that's like the only representation you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. And we've only recently started combating this like normal stereotype,
mm-hmm.
I feel. Like, I know it's like pretty prevalent that now movies aren't like that, but there's still been decades and decades of movies that have like fit this mold of like being saved, the beautiful one being
mm-hmm.
saved. So it's going to be hard to reverse our thinking.
Yeah,
for
but
all
it
of
feels
us.
Like we're so far behind still, like even kind of more groundbreaking movies, not like supposed to be kind of like a girl power breaking that kind of boundary
right.
movie, but it wasn't. Like when I watched it, she never did the final thing that like saved herself or saved both. Like, she would be helping Eugene, the guy. But like, she would never like save herself, you know? Like, she's just kind of along for the ride still in a way.
Exactly.
Which is kind of disheartening to see. But that was a while ago.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like Disney, they are working on
yeah.
new movies. Like, there's
I
this,
agree.
There's the new one, what was it called?
Encanto.
I never watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any little siblings or anything to watch it with either.
You don't have little siblings to watch children's movies.
So I might just go watch it by myself. But I've
yeah.
I've heard a lot that the characters are much more representative of realistic girls. Like the main protagonist, she has like big round glasses. I think is she Spanish or?
I don't know.
I think
it's like.
It's an ethnic family,
yeah.
for sure. And as well, like, she's not, like, super stick skinny. Like, she just looks like a normal
There's one that's super buff, and, like, one of her main things is, like, just lifting things.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's cool, but
that's what we should be doing.
We need more of it, and we also need kind of, I want to see the tables turned a little. Like, I want to see a woman save a man from something because he's so helpless. You know, like, we need
fire
equal
fire.
Representation, though.
That's
like,
fire with fire.
I know, but it's just, I think, yeah, we can get to that point, but I'd also love to see where we could not have so much, like, you know, like, I just want to see that. That's what I'm saying.
I
don't have a lot to back it up with, but I would love to see a movie that does that.
Yeah, personal opinions here,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah, but, and as well, going back to the topic, we kind of went a little off, but it's for these little girls to be tying their self-worth to their looks and image, all like from being conditioned to, oh, like, am I pretty and things like that, already worrying what grown-ups think of you and what you don't look like the pretty Disney princesses, like, am I pretty, maybe not.
And also little boys are being conditioned like that too, so they're evaluating girls too, I think.
They're like, oh, my future girlfriend when we're in like fourth grade should look like Elsa from Frozen, or I don't know, one of those Disney movies. But it's terrible, and there's so many negative outcomes. Like, I know, even for teen girls, like, there's so many
for
outcomes.
Sure. It just gets worse and worse.
Exactly. So starting earlier and earlier will just exacerbate these mental conditions. Like, you have poor physical health, like, definitely a higher prevalence of, like, eating disorders, things like that, mental health problems, depression, anxiety. It just goes on and on. And so we need to stop the problem at the root.
Yeah, at the root. 3 years old, 2 years old.
Let's, you know, out the womb. Yeah. Like, we'll be in the womb, like, thinking, am I pretty? Like, we can't get to this. We can't do this.
Is the doctor going to think I'm a cute baby? Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to stop this problem, but it's not a simple fix. So, yeah, there's not one tangible, like, oh, we fix it all problem. It's, like, so many problems in the world. We can't just fix addiction with one solution. Like, we have to come with a more nuanced solution. But the things that we thought that we could do is definitely, like, pushing for normalizing all types of beauty. So, Disney's Encanto, like, get some realistic representation out here. And so girls can see normal female role models who have positive traits.
That are actually empowering instead of, like, disempowering, like, just being helpless or not contributing to your own story in any way. Just being kind of an object, honestly. Yeah. No, we need to stray away from that, because I still see that in movies nowadays, too, so.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So definitely, let's cut the brakes on that, but
talk to the movie industry real quick, guys. We're not feeling that anymore. Let's cut it out.
Let's just stand up
on
the stage
for these young girls. Like, what do they care? But I guess it's kind of like what kind of media you show your children, I guess, partially could be.
But the thing is, because looks sell, and so that's what how the movie industry makes their money. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be difficult to do realistic representation and force them. Because how much can the government force movie companies to...
And why would the government even get involved? Exactly. It's like, I don't think that's on their
radar
list of issues that they're like, trying to deal with right
fix
now.
Fix young girls' mental health behind climate change. Like, it's like, there's...
Or even mental health in general. Yeah. I don't think they care about anyone's mental health too much.
But they are trying, the public health. I feel like public health agency for Canada definitely should put this on their radar just for, like... Small things.
Yeah, I agree, because it does definitely add up to something much greater.
Yeah, but also for day-to-day, so, like, not even just things that for the movie industry can change, but things like it's better when you see the little girl, like, your younger nephew, or not nephew, I'm thinking the wrong gender here, your,
Niece,
my gosh. Yeah, if you see your niece, don't be like, oh, look at your dress, it's so pretty, or you look so cute. Just compliment any other attribute. Like, maybe it's her kindness or her bravery for standing up to something or how cheerful she is. Like,
yeah, because that also means more in general. Like, it's kind of... Because the thing also with complimenting somebody on their looks, this is kind of getting off topic, but it does become, like, a positive feedback loop where if they're getting complimented, like, getting good feedback on it, like, positive things, they're going to keep doing it and keep trying to improve, like, this one aspect of themselves, right?
Exactly.
But if you compliment, like, I don't know, their intelligence or some other, like, their bravery, like, they're going to focus more in on that and keep growing it.
So no more external validation, especially, like...
Yeah, it just doesn't... It's not, like, constructive at all. Like, there's no point in really saying it.
Exactly. You'll just keep seeking and seeking, So definitely that. And I think one more that we thought was presence. So especially when you're buying appearance, like, don't try not to buy appearance related toys, especially for girls. Try more for, like, puzzles or problem solving or action toys, because there's a trend where I was actually looking online, I was curious, and so I searched up on Google between little girl birthday presents versus little boy birthday presents. And it was such a stark difference, is that the little girls, they all had, like, I saw makeup kits. I saw, like, we're giving makeup kits, first of all, to these young girls. There was other, other things. Like, there's a cooking set. Like, mm-hmm. let's train them young to be mothers. And then
yeah, and
pretty
I mean,
dolls.
It is, like, it's nice that we have those things because some girls will just be, like, naturally inclined to that. Mm-hmm. But I also think that we need, like, just a more complex kind of, like, idea of gender in the first place, and, like, in the first place and what relates to that. So, like, we can, I feel like, just abolish, like, even having gendered toys in the first place is so stupid. Like, just yeah. make it all.
Whose idea was that?
Whose idea was that? Yeah, exactly.
But I do believe that girls do tend to, like, stray towards more feminine toys and things. Mm-hmm. But I need to find
but it's also, like, so entrenched that this is the girls' toys and, like,
exactly.
these are the boys' toys that it's, like, how do you cross? And also, like, if all your friends are playing with this is this is going pretty far, but, like, if all your friends are in something else.
Exactly. And if your parents say, hey, like, we think you'd like this toy because mm-hmm. you're a girl, so.
And you don't think about it when you're a girl. You're not, like, is this, you know, like, combating the power of my gender? Like, when you're picking up, like, a Barbie or something.
Yeah, you just want to play with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, start them young.
Yeah.
But, and, yeah, self-image kind of goes, yeah, so their self-image will definitely grow into the teen years. And so, it's difficult to maintain a positive self-image, I think, in general.
I think it's really, really hard.
It is
hard.
Difficult, especially social media. Mm-hmm. That's a whole another ballpark over there. But I think we have a little more that we'll be talking about later about social media and mm-hmm. self-esteem and things. But I think for now, just a little tip as we end this little mm-hmm. discussion, banter, talk. Not really much substance, but
I mean, no, like, I think it's important just to be aware of it. Also, if you've never been a little girl before, yeah. like, for
to all
anyone
our boys
out there listening, like, it does, you know, it affects you later in life for mm-hmm. sure, like, what you value and
yeah,
play
what you
with
hear
when you're younger and stuff. So,
exactly,
I guess just if you have younger girls in your life or if you have children, you know, just make sure to ensure that there's a bunch of different things that they have access to.
Exactly.
They're not just boxed in.